San Gregorio Magno. A green hilly landscape welcomes the village of San Gregorio Magno, nestled between the thick rows of ancient vineyards and the orderly furrows of the fields, close to the eastern border of Campania. A small town, that of San Gregorio Magno, located at 500 meters above sea level, which lives on agriculture and crafts and offers to the eye of visitors the ancient quietness, the ancestral silence of its countryside. The reconstruction process after the earthquake of 1980 was very important. However, it didn't alter the layout of the village in its original logic of distribution of space and functions. The hospitality of this small community is truly proverbial. Not far from today's settlement, has about 2 kilometers to the southeast, are the remains of a monastery dedicated to Saint Zacharia. 48 degrees, 38 first, 47.8 second north, 15 degrees, 25 first, 03.8 second east. It could be the same San Zacharia that in 1085 the Norman Roberto, Count of Principality, grandson of Guiscardo, donated along with other goods and churches from the same territory to the Holy Trinity of Venosa. The air affected by the ruins of this monastery is very large and has a complete accretion, with a wall, a tower, and a natural cavity that develops right under the remains of the monastic complex. The association with the natural cavities and the title of Saint Zacharia refer to numerous other Italo-Greek contexts in Acilento, in the Vallo di Diano, Borghi, Sassano, Sessa Cilento, Ceraso, Montesano sulla Marcellana, as well as in Calabria as San Zaccaria in Colonia, or as the Church of San Zaccaria associated with the Grotta di Praia a Mare. An angelic Zaccaria is mentioned several times in the life of San Nilo and da Rossano, as one of the holy abbots and the head of important monasteries in the region of Mercurion. The territory of village was from antiquity on the agro of Volcei, probably like Pegas, a small rural village. It is possible that the first settlement, after the fall of the Roman Empire, was promoted by the action of the monastery of San Zaccaria in the early medieval centuries. A unique feature on this small hilly town is the presence of numerous cavities, partly artificial, whose entrance opens along the southern slope of the current center, between Via Bacco, Via Cantine Arenara, and Via San Zaccaria. There are more than 650 caves, today all used as serial and largely recovered to functionality or for tourist purposes. A thorough study could vary at the action function. Sincerely, it is a sufficiently significant number to authorize to definite to his part of the settlement as a real cave settlement. Probably in this form, it is due from the recuperation of the site in the early medieval centuries, when the use of these cavities could also be linked to the need to conserve food and crop fields, in a logic functional to maintenance of great monastic entity, for fence the Laurea of Saint Zaccaria. This is a suggestive hypothesis that could only be confirmed that an accurate archaeological investigation.